We continue our learning in Ishmas Davi ben Menachem Shem Chav Yaakov ben Pinchas Leo. We're in Kalim Perek Yud Mishnah Gimel Megufas Hechav. See, you have a stopper of an earthenware barrel that's mechul cheles. Rabbi Turner says mis naanas umis nad nedes lashon batis chalchal hamalka. We may know from the Megillah means that it's shaking. It's a little bit, it's moving, it's shaky. It's not slipping out of the mouth of the barrel. And even if the barrel's on the side, it's not going to fall off, but you can tell it's a little bit shaky. And in Ushmeta, so it's not coming off, it's not coming out. So the question is this considered a tamid pasil? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Matzelis, that's is able to protect whatever's inside the barrel from Tumas Ameis. It may be shaky, but it's still considered tamid pasil. V'achachamim Omer Eina Matzelis. Chachamim say no. Since it's shaky, it's not considered a stopper. It's loose. Therefore, that's not tamid. But it's not considered tamid pasil. It's not considered tightly fastened, and therefore, it's not acceptable. And tuma will penetrate. Haya base etzba shela shokea besoch. Another case. Here we have, normally when you have a cap, so caps are usually flat. This type of cap, though, has an indentation. The way to pull out this cap would be to put your fingers inside and then pull it up. There's a little piece, let's say, in the middle, right down the middle, and you turn that and you pick it all the way up. So when you're putting your fingers in to the cap, to pull it out into this stopper, so your fingers are really going into the airspace of the kli. Now they're not really in the airspace of the kli because they're in the stopper. But if you think about where you are, your hands actually now are lowered into the place of the kli that officially is the airspace of the kli. Is that a problem or not? Since the Mishnah says hayabes etzba shela shokeh besocha here. There's a hole that is sunk into the mouth of the barrel. That's where your finger goes to be pressed down into the stopper. Hasheretz bisocha, so if that would be true, that's the type of stopper you have. If there's a sheretz in that hole, hechavis tamea, the barrel becomes tummy because at the end of the day, the sheretz is in the airspace of this clay cheres. Not really in the airspace, but it is in the airspace. The point is that it is certainly lower down into, although the sheretz may be sitting in the stopper, but that stopper, since it is, there's an indentation in the stopper finds itself, that indentation, and the sheretz too, in the airspace of the kli cheres. And therefore, ochlin shebesolcha tmeim, therefore, if the sheretz is So once again, hasheretz b'socha, if the sheretz is in the hole, hechavis tamei, the barrel is going to be tamei. And hasheretz b'chavis, and if let's say the sheretz is in the barrel itself, then ochlin shebesocha tamei, the foods that are in that hole, in the stopper, in the indentation of the stopper, will come tamei, because they're also in the airspace of the same barrel. Even though there's this stopper that's acting as a barrier, it doesn't matter. Since the indentation of the stopper is such that it finds itself in the airspace, so we consider whatever, we assume that whatever is in, if there's a sheretz in the stopper, whatever's in the airspace of the barrel is tamei, and if there's a sheretz in the barrel, in the airspace of the barrel, whatever is in that indentation is tamei as well. Perek, Yud, Mishnah Dalet. Hakadur vapekas shel gemi shenisanan al pi hechavis. Kadur is a ball made out of fibers. Pikas is made out of is a ball of reeds, grass. Bar Tanura says kadur flutabalas. That's how they call the ball. You have that in Maseches Beitza. We talk about playing ball on Yontif and on Shabbos. The fluta, that's a kadur, and or pikas shel gemi. Lach aroch shekorachim oso ze'im ze'. Okay, you have these fibers that you wrap together. Va'osin oso agol. Kimin pekosh shel shesi. Kind of like the warp threads you have in a ball. So that's, in fact, you look inside a baseball. That's really what you have. You have the cork, you have all the strings that are wrapped around it. Eventually, make yourself a ball. So you place these Shenisanan al pi achavis. You place this ball of fibers, this ball of reed grass, in the as the cover of on the mouth of a chavis. Is this considered tzamid pasil? So the Mishnah says, in meirach min hatzadim, if you plastered it to the mouth of the barrel on the sides, so then lo hitzil, then it does not protect it. Why? Because we assume that because there are holes in these fibers, so tumah is going to penetrate. They're not considered sealed, even though they may be tightly wound together. And you put some plaster on the mouth of the barrel, but you only put it on the edges, on the tzadim, lo hitzil. You figured you cover the top, so the top is okay, and then you put a little plaster on the side, and now it's sealed. You're good to go. Not true, because at the top, these are the fibers of this ball have holes in them, and tumah can penetrate. How, if I want to use this ball, these fibers, reed grass fibers, I want to use this as a tamid pasil, what would I need to do? Where do I need to plaster? Ad sheim areach milamalon ulimalaton. You want it to shield the barrel? You have to plaster it on the top and the bottom. Over and under the ball, then it's considered sealed, and it's a tamid pasil. V'chein mematlis shel beged. The same thing is true if you have a piece of cloth. Person has put it and you folded that over the mouth of the barrel. So also that has holes, right? Chesty ve'eriv. You have a warp in the woof. You have little holes inside. That's what happens when you're using fiber. So it's able, if you want to use a matlis shel beged as a tzamid pasil, so once again, if you've plastered just on the side, it's not acceptable. But if you plaster on the top and on the bottom, it is acceptable. Interesting, the Bar Tuner here says, what's the issue here? D'chol hani chalulim ninu. These are all have holes in them. V'kulu ein matzilin. He points out, he says, well, these are really kalim, and the holes are not helping. So you have to seal them. But the point is that if they're not good, if they don't have the shear of Kabbalah's tumah, so that's okay. Meaning you have a matlis, you have a beged. If it's small enough that it's not considered a kli, it's not the Kabbalah tumah, then the holes apparently would not matter, says the Bar Tanur. Then the Mishnah says, Hoysa shel niyar o shel or. Let's say it wasn't a piece of cloth. It's a piece of paper, papyrus, or leather. So these are solid. They don't have holes. Ukshara b'mishicha, and you tied it around the opening of the barrel with the string. Imei rach minat sadim hitzil. Then you need to plaster it, but only on the side. If you did it, plaster it on the edges. You don't have to plaster it on the top or the bottom. It will protect the barrel from any type of tumah. Since it's these items are not mekabel tumah, and it doesn't have holes, so then it's enough if you plaster them around the sides, that would be sufficient.